Hi, listeners. You are listening to the Hot Fossils and Rebel Matter Show. Welcome again if you are a returning listener, and I hope you are a returning listener. And welcome for the first time if you are a new listener. And I hope you enjoy the show today. I invite you to also check out some of the other shows and see if there is something else that might be to your liking. I'm Ninja, and I'm your host. I'm here to share with you observations, commentary, reviews, interviews, performance pieces, and sometimes my ramblings. This show is sponsored by The Riot Group. That's W-R-Y-I-T. It's a little play on words that is supposed to remind me not to take myself too seriously in this life, whatever the circumstances. Weeks ago, I implied, well, I may have actually said it explicitly, that Sarah Warren of www.afterellen.com would not have time to do a podcast. Well, I'm wrong about that, listeners, and I do apologize. Sarah wrote me to say that she has every intention of creating a podcast in the near future, so I'll be looking forward to listening to her show. Once it hits the cyberwaves, I'll let you all know the details. I'm intrigued by this whole idea of satellite radio, which internet radio and commercial radio is not. Satellite radio is apparently not regulated by the FCC, that's the US Federal Communications Commission. So for some, I guess that makes the connection and monthly fees worth it. And satellite radio hosts and producers get paid. In contrast, internet radio broadcasts are essentially free. At least for the cost of an internet connection and an MP3 player. Well, you don't even need an MP3 player. And most of us doing podcasts are doing this as a labor of love and a hobby. There's XM Radio, which I spoke about a couple of podcasts ago. There's also Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S. Who's on Sirius? Well, Madge Weinstein of YeastRadio.com fame has a show on the Sirius network, and so does Howard Stern. Well, Howard Stern actually has some kind of 724 thing going on there now. It's going to be Howard Stern all the time, unfettered and uncensored. He must have wet his pants with excitement that he can now explore every puerile fantasy formerly denied him by conventional radio. So, I went to the Sirius website to have a look around. Right up front, I'm going to say that I didn't get too far in my exploration because I immediately noticed a category called Especially for Women. I thought, okay, they've got Howard for the boys and Madge for the boys. What edgy stuff do they have for me? I admit, I got excited and I was hoping for some push the envelope kind of women's programming. You know what I found? Well, I found Martha Stewart Living first. Oh, goody. But you know, maybe I should have expected Martha. But the ideas and information she sells using her empire is not what I would call controversial or even interesting to me. I quote, "This week, Martha and her team of experts help you ease into winter and the fast approaching holiday season." Oh, brother. Okay, this is the conventional daytime version of women's programming, which I was simply hoping I wouldn't find. It's that kind of programming that appeals to a demographic that find Martha's ideas too important to live without. Does the world really need pinecone centerpieces? I'm sorry, but I consider tips on housekeeping, gardening, crafts, and weddings of limited value to me in general as a woman. To be fair, not everyone shares my opinion, and Martha considers herself a visionary. And I do respect all that she has accomplished. She is one amazing businesswoman. And yes, I do like that. The second offering that's in this especially for women category is called Lime. Now, I didn't consider Lime specifically women-centered. Its tagline is healthy with a twist. twist of lime, I guess.
Yeah, I get it.
The copy says it reflects a community of people seeking a healthier, greener, more balanced life. Sounds a little touchy-feely Birkenstock to me. I guess that copy is supposed to attract the same kind of women that are into chick flicks. But for me, nope, still not speaking to me as a woman. I dig a little deeper, and what I found really disturbed and disappointed me. Here's one of the shows. Angel Therapy with Doreen Virtue. Is that even her real name? The summary says, what are your angels trying to tell you? What? Angels? My angels? Doreen Virtue, clairvoyant doctor of psychology. Okay, that's where I stop reading. Clairvoyant doctor? Oh, man. Then there's the show Ask Sylvia, also part of Lime. You know what her talents are? I'll tell you. Sylvia's incredible psychic gifts on TV shows, seeing future events, contacting spirits, speaking to angels, more angels. What's going on here? This all reminds me of the time Special K and I caught what we thought was an alternative philosophy fair in town. In the first place, the alternative philosophy that was being promoted at this fair was of the aromatherapy, palm and tea reading, and handwriting analysis variety. And we were overwhelmed by the number of women that were at this fair. I would say that the women milling around the vendor floor numbered 9 women to every male. Here it was, mostly women snapping up those psychic readings and crystal healing books by the dozens. I Ching reading, anyone? Ka-ching, more like it. Now, I know full well that this is the kind of nonsense that sells, especially to women. But just because you can sell snake oil, does that mean you should? I'm here to tell you that the types of programming for women Sirius is advertising under the heading of Lime is not the kind of programming that this woman wants to hear. I'm a geek who loves science, for heaven's sakes. I do not believe that angels exist. Unless you are speaking strictly metaphorically. In that case, I know lots of angels. And just one last example of the shows that are listed is one that's described like this. Wyatt Webb, a creative and colorful individual with a 22-year career as a therapist, helps you shed your fears and self-doubt in this hour-long show about letting go and conquering the things that hold you back. What about talking about the economic, corporate, social, and political realities of this world that hold people back? I think those are the things we should be concentrating on conquering. Those are the things I would like a progressive, edgy, we're not constrained by the FCC type of network charging me a monthly fee to be presenting in an especially for women set of programs. All these feel good despite the fact that women still make less money than men shows do not make me want to subscribe to Sirius. I don't think these shows are especially for women at all. They are especially for people brainwashed to think that this kind of content reflects real spirituality that can improve the quality of their lives. There's a word for this type of chicanery. It's called plastic shamanism. Plastic shamans are more often than not, though not always, white people who sell promises of serenity, enlightenment, and personal success at often exorbitant rates using methods that sometimes amount to thinly veiled and varying degrees of physical and psychological abuse. I know, I'm missing the point. Sirius can do whatever they like and advertise it any way they like and sell all the snake oil they like. I saw it with my own eyes during that alternative philosophy fair. Women are more than happy to hand over all kinds of cash to find answers and to feel better about their lot. If we can be happy despite the realities of the world, how is this a bad thing? Just because I think Sirius is doing a disservice to women by offering this kind of programming does not mean they don't have a right to. Money makes the world go round. A sucker is born every minute, however. And if I can stop one person from being taken in by this kind of quackery and misrepresentation of what is really important to us as women and human beings, then I'll have done my job here. in a moment of deliciously divine subversiveness. Ellen DeGeneres made me very proud this week. Her monologue on Wednesday was about gifts we get at Christmas, what we like and what we don't like. And she says, there's suspense in a wrapped gift. It's a mystery just waiting to be solved. You could open the present, and in it you could be looking at a pair of knee-length rainbow socks. You know, or it could be something you don't want. The audience laughs politely, but then the audience erupts with an energetic round of applause. Yeah, because they get it. And Ellen had stood there waiting for them to finally get it before she went on. And I'm thinking, bravo, baby, you've made me proud. Good one. And I'd also like to do a shout out to Heather of Ruby Fruit Radio. That's www.rubyfruitradio.com. And Heather is coming out of Atlanta, Georgia. And her show is All the Girls, All the Time, lots of music, and it's a great show. So try to catch it at www.rubyfruitradio.com. And finally, here's Ninja's quote of the day. This one was said by Martina Navratilova, and I rather like it. Here it is. The moment of victory is much too short to live for that and nothing else. And I think Martina Navratilova would know. If you want to comment on this particular podcast, or if you want to comment on the show in general, please flip me an email. I welcome your feedback at hotfrm@gmail.com. That's hotfrm@gmail.com. Until I get to spend some time with you again, have a great day.